What's up, team? So today we're talking about a 9-step grid on how to take a diagnostic call in a 2-part close or a triage call or a first part of a 2-part close. So let's get stuck in. Now, again, with all of these episodes, I have the perfect framework mapped out. If you're not inside the LinkedIn blueprint or the new sales training that I've created, you should click the link below because you'll see the actual visuals from what I'm going through. And a lot of these are, like frameworks and graphic form. Obviously, I'm reading from them. But if you want access to those, you can click the link below. If you're a fitness trainer or online consultant or coach, then the LinkedIn blueprint link is going to be the best one for you. If you just want to learn how to close and you want to become an online closer, then clicking below for the free training, you will get a lot of this content sent to you. Okay, so I want you to imagine a grid. It's 3x3, so there's 9 boxes, okay? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through these step by step and how you would go through and break down what to do on a triage call. So first box, first step is positioning. So what you want to do is welcome the prospect, explain what the process is, and just build some light rapport and just explain what you do or what the business does. Okay. Now the second one is you want to justify why you're on the call in more detail and what they're going to get by the end of the call or what the outcome of this call is going to be. So again, number one is a quick hello, explain about the business. Number two is what the outcome of the call is going to be. Here's an example. Hey, Jim. Great to meet you. I see you're in Arizona. That's great. I've been there a few times. Listen, I'm Chris. I'm the one of the client success managers at such and such a place. We help people do A, B, and C. And then you move into the second part, which is now what the goal of today is. I'm not going to try and sell you anything. There's nothing you can buy. We generally just take these calls to get to know people. By the end of this call, either I will have given you some value, or if you feel like it's a good fit for us to have a second call, I can tell you a little bit more about what we do and how we can help someone in your situation. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's 1 and 2 boxed off. Make sense? Then generally they say yes, and then you navigate into box 3, which is, right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a million questions, and I want to get as much information about you as I possibly can, just to see where you're at, what you're doing, and if there's any opportunity for us to, help you in any way. It could be a free download, it could be free training, it could be getting on a second call, it could be joining one of our programs. Does that sound okay with you? They say yes, and then box 3 is that. You go through and you ask all of the questions that you need to information gather and really figure out if you can help the prospect, okay? Number 4, or the fourth box, is gap. Widening the gap is you want to try and ask very clever questions like, so you're not at 20K a month yet. Okay. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I'm just wondering. And just out of curiosity, like, why do you think you're not there? Okay. And what do you think you should be doing to get there? Okay. And what's preventing you from having that solution? Like, have you looked for that solution or the right person's just not come along? Oh, okay. And like, have you seen anyone who's made as much money as we have on LinkedIn, or were you just not looking? Oh, okay. So you're asking those questions to try and make the prospect aware that they're not where they want to be, and leveraging potentially your credibility. Number 5, you want to really dig deep into then what's broken or what's really not working, right? And you want to figure out like why they want to do it, why they want to change. Okay. So you widen the gap and then you ask why. And just out of curiosity, why would having, 25, 30K months in your online fitness business on LinkedIn be useful? Or if you guys are, reaching out and selling fitness people, you go, okay, and look, why would it be really useful for you, to be in better shape or be a better entrepreneur or be healthier or be fitter or sleep better? Like, do you think you'd make more money? And like, why would that be useful? So now you're digging into why. So box five is why. Okay. Number six is the solution. So now you want to start to communicate. Well, you know, we have an entrepreneur program where we help executives improve their performance, improve their life, improve their sleep, improve their cognitive performance. Do you think that would be useful? And you go through like what your framework or solution that you're suggesting would be. You don't talk about the exact program. You just talk about loosely what the outcome is of what you guys do. Now, number seven is you then ask them, well, do you think that this is something that you're interested in optimizing and looking for a solution for, or is it just not really a priority right now? So then you want to get into a, is there any urgency in their need to change? Number eight is you want to do a little bit of a temperature check before the last box, which is scheduling in the second call. And that is, there's three temperature checks, and I've gone through these in another episode. Number one, are they in a financial position to make an investment? Number two, do they have the authority to make the investment? And then number three, are they looking at any other alternatives? So once you go through that in box eight, you then go to the final box, which is discussing the opportunity of booking in a second call. Okay. And you would go, okay, well, listen, it sounds great. I'm more than happy to jump on a second call where I can map all of this out for you. You know, we can go through A, B, C, and D. You know, maybe what I would like you to do is go away and really figure out if, you know, X, Y, and Z is something that we can navigate. And I want you to come to that call with hesitations. I want you to come to that call with, you know, a little bit of, a little bit of doubt, because if you have doubt and we can discuss the doubt and we go through it together and you feel like it is a good fit, well, then it means that we've addressed everything. Does that make sense? And they go, yeah, and go, great. Well, let's book you in. And you want to book that call in less than 4 days' time, ideally. You don't want it to be any longer than that in an ideal world. The next day, maybe 2 days later, great. 3 days later, perfect. 4 days later is probably the longest you want to go before booking that next call in. So that's a simple framework. Like I said, I've got the PDF. It's in the LinkedIn Accelerator, which is our paid course. It's also in the LinkedIn Blueprint, which is free, which is the link below, for anyone who wants to scale on LinkedIn in any industry, right? We help anyone, anywhere, sell anything on LinkedIn within our LinkedIn programs. But this is also part of the sales course. Down below, you'll see a link to ApolloSalesAcademy.com, which is where I help anyone learn how to sell. We have started this program. It's in pilot phase right now. We've started this program and we're taking on, I think maybe 20 to 25, you know, entrepreneurs, maybe, but generally people who just want to close, people who want to learn how to sell. It could be if you're an entrepreneur, it could be if you're a business owner, or it could be if you want to leave your 9-to-5 and sell for someone else. There's a free training below that will be super useful. And if that's something you're interested in discussing, you'll be able to book a call with us very soon and get involved. It's a fraction of the price of what it would be for us to coach you to learn how to sell. I will be involved in the selling myself personally, the selling of people into the program, because I need to make sure that the people that come through are going to be a good fit. So I'm going to be taking a lot of those calls just to pre-screen, you know, just to make sure that people who do want to come in are a good fit. But I'm also going to be doing all of the coaching, which is something I'm super excited about, because as you guys know, I love talking about sales. That's where I've been spending the last, I suppose, 10 years of my life, really. So I hope that's useful. Check out any of those links below. And if you have any questions, you can drop me a DM on Instagram at SpearmanChris, or just tell me which of the episodes you guys are enjoying. See you guys in the next episode. Peace.